system recording of May 10, 2017, Audit and Finance Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electric Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
At 4:02 on May 10th, and I'm calling to meeting the going to order the meeting of the Audit Finance Committee meeting. And next we'll have roll call of directors on the committee present. We have Director Justine, Director Crawford, Director Reiser, and myself. We have two directors present who are not on the committee, Director Parks and Reeves. And next item. Next item, we have approval of the agenda for today. Is there a motion for approval?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Is there a motion for approval of the minutes from the last meeting of March 22nd?
I move to approve the meeting, the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
Any comments on the meeting minutes? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And next on the agenda, we have persons to be heard. Are there any members would like to come forward with any comments? I saw none signed in. So with that, we can move on to item 5, CEO reports and correspondence, which is a scheduled item on the agenda. We will go through the financials under new business. Are there any questions under CEO reports and correspondence that the committee wants to pull out to discuss? We have our standard correspondence and
not under this section.
And the Form 990.
I don't think we've ever. Have we? Form 990s before as part of an agenda?
Once a year. Where we report the director hours and compensation.
Oh, that's okay. I did have a question about the 990. We reported a significant amount of compensation paid to our former CEO, and I had asked Janet and I had asked Lee about that, so I think just for the record, we should get an answer.
Right, and there was a defined contribution or a benefit restoration program that Brad had, and in the last year of employment, they pay out the entire amount. So it was, if you recall, in his contract, he had a pension restoration payment. And so it's the difference between the amount he earned on an annual basis and the amount that's max under the IRS code. So the maximum benefit you can receive in a pension under the IRS code is $250,000 to $260,000. So between that amount and what he actually made, if under the normal course of business, he would not receive that. When we pay NRECA, we pay the amount on the total. So if he made $320,000, we would pay for the pension based on the full amount of $320,000. But he would not receive that
in
benefits.
Jim Henderson.
So NRECA created a pension restoration program, so he would get the difference between what he would have under the IRS regs and the maximum amount.
Okay.
Hey, Jim.
So what happens is NRECA basically, we paid NRECA, and then in the 2016 year, we then paid, Chugach paid Brad that lump sum. It was 200 and
Jim, we're in the
290,000 was the total amount. In that same year, the same year, NRECA wrote Chugach a check for 290,000 to cover that. So it's kind of a long explanation, but he was paid out a lump sum amount for that pension restoration program.
I would suggest we take this up in executive session. I think
I just don't
questions here.
Yeah, I just don't understand it, and I still don't.
Okay.
Understand.
I don't either. Not that.
And it was just a line item that bothered me. So I think we should probably understand it.
I still don't. I don't either. I mean, what additional money were paid to Brad last year, and then what does he do for 2017? Maybe that's a executive session. Let's just talk about all that. It's a person, so let's talk about an executive session.
Sure. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The agenda need to be to reflect that, or
you can just move it.
Okay. Move to executive session.
Okay.
I'll ask a question about that.
You have the authority to move it to executive session if you want to.
Let's do that then. Any other questions through the routine communication between from A, B, C, and D, the items that we see every quarter?
So our good financial performance, is that primarily weather related, or is that other?
It's primarily
weather
related.
Additional
revenue.
Okay.
So weather, and then we changed a little bit our forecast, right, for budgeting purposes. So this.
Well, the actual results came in better than what we budgeted.
A lot.
And you can see on the expense, some of the expenses are down as well. So it's a combination of lower expenses and higher revenues based on colder weather, so we have greater sales.
Mm-hmm. Were the lower expenses based on weather as well, or some other activity?
Some of those are primarily timing. And we did have, there was some economy sales that we weren't expecting, so fuel was a little bit higher, and we see a little bit of revenue. Energy.
And those economy sales were to GVA?
They went to Golden Valley, and we had a small amount that went to Walmart.
So what changed at GVA that we got to make economy sales to them that we weren't expecting?
It was primarily the fact that, well, number one, Healy coal plant is down. The clean coal plant is down, Healy 2. And so they were buying power primarily from MLMP, but MLMP has not had their new unit up and running, and they haven't had their combined cycle plant, and MEA during the winter, they're maxing out their capacity on their plant for their own use, so it opened an opportunity for Chugach to make sales from the
Susan?
I guess I did actually have a question on our contracting report, too. I can't remember the name of the contractor that we had engaged to do Snow River, but I presume that one not in here, or that one ended.
Who was that?
Paul.
Yes.
Steve Fidula with Mill and Jacobs.
So it's just not in here, or?
It's a pretty small amount of money. Probably $26,000 or so.
It should be in there. No, I just didn't see it. So maybe I didn't look in the right place, because I see Environmental Engineering, NRC Alaska, for $9,000.
So if you look under power supply, it's called, the third one down, it's called McMillan LLC.
Is that an actual firm, or is that an individual? Is that his own company?
It's Jacobs Engineering.
Oh, Jacobs.
It's a huge company.
Okay.
It's Zora McMillan.
But we just didn't make, so they probably didn't bill us yet.
Yeah, we just received the bill like 2 days ago.
Okay.
So we didn't show this report.
So
but we use them for other services as well. They're doing a lot of engineering work at Clute now. We have an added tunnel. It's a pretty expensive project that's going forward.
I guess it's all your finance, but I guess we'll talk about our silting issue
however you'd like.
Okay. Not this one. This is out in finance. Sorry.
So, any other questions on item 5 that we want to pull out? We can always come back to them if you think of anything throughout the course of the meeting that is important. Okay. So next then, we can move on to new business, item 6. We'll have Kathy present the first quarter financials.
Hi. Hi, Kathy. So, you've already discussed the financials a little bit, so this is probably brief and happy. As discussed, our sales, our retail sales, are up 4.8% compared to budget for the first quarter. They're up about 3.3% over last year and very close to the 2015 level. So we started out the year pretty strong in retail sales. And the wholesale sales for sewer, we also saw sales at the same level as last year and about 2.5% above what we had budgeted. And these increased sales translated into increased operating revenues. Our operating revenues are $2.8 million over what we had budgeted. But as Lee pointed out, about $1.9 million of that was economy energy sales to Golden Valley and to Homer. As a result of those extra economy energy sales, our fuel expenses are also up, but they're offset by a lower purchase power expense because we budgeted to purchase power from MLMP, but we're unable to do so. Our other operating expenses, excluding fuel and purchase power, are under budget, combined about $775,000. So year to date, we're at $4.3 million, almost $2 million over budget on our margins. Wow. Good strong start. The next slide.
Do we have to do anything with rates based on that demand at the quarter?
And that's a good point, because we can't just keep having greater margins all the way through the year. So what we anticipate is that in the July quarterly filing, we'll probably have a rate reduction to accommodate.
Let's make sure we get
the
some
increase in
headlines
in margins.
This next slide takes our operating and interest expenses, which total about $57 million for the quarter, and breaks it out on allocation. You can see there about 44% of our expenses go to fuel and purchase power. And this is the allocation we're listing them up. The next sheet is our asset side of our balance sheet, and this is, you can see this in more detail on page 3 of your 10Q. There's not a lot of activity on the asset side of the balance sheet. Total assets changed less than 1% for the whole quarter. The most activity is kind of between electric plant and service and construction work in progress because we moved the Haines substation in February when it was energized, so that moved about $10 million out of CWIP engine, electric plant and service. Other than that, we're not seeing a whole lot of great changes on the asset side of the balance sheet. On the liability side, there's a little bit more activity in bonds payable. You'll recall we issued $40 million worth of bonds in March, so that increased our bonds payable, but it was offset by the fact that we had to make a principal payment of about $22 million for the 2012 and 2011 bonds. So we've got a net increase there. We were also able to reduce our commercial paper outstanding by $21. That is all kind of summarized in our cash flow statement here, where we start with our margins from slide 5 of $4.3 million. We add back our depreciation and amortization expense, adjust for changes in operating assets, and have net cash provided by operating activities of $9.9 million. We spent that money, about $8 million, on extension and replacement of plant. Our other cash from investing activities was about $370,000 we got as patronage capital from CoBank. And then our financing activities, you can see that the net increase decrease in long-term obligations, that's the net from the principal payments we made and the $49 in new debt we issued. And then the decrease in short-term obligations of $21 million, a reduction in our commercial paper outstanding. And our net change in cash at the very end is only $257,000 for the quarter. Any questions?
I remember for the insurance capital we received from CoBank, we actually budget for that, right? They're so good about returning it.
That's pretty consistent.
Here?
So are we seeing any trends about migration in or out?
I don't think we're seeing anything major at this point. You know, loads are up because of weather, so it's a little hard to figure out which is weather related and which is, you know, may be due to people leaving. But I don't know from a customer service, got anybody here or not. But we haven't seen any trends.
Okay.
I guess the one trend we have seen is the where we're helping out customers that are having trouble making their bills. Last quarter, a year ago, for the first quarter, we put out about $10,000 in those payments to families to help them out. This year, we're up to about
$36,000. Wow.
So I guess we have seen, that is a trend that I've seen, we're paying more out.
Help me recall this. We, as a board, set the amount that maximum amount, and
right.
Then there are applications and we pay up to that maximum amount. Is that
correct?
But the only program, that's only one single program, and they're vetted through the state, right?
Through
city.
The municipality.
The city.
Yeah. And we have confirmed that it is for all folks, not just...
Right.
Okay.
All eligible.
So I have just a question that's kind of off kilter, because you were talking about Haynes Substation. Every time I drive down O'Malley, there are more trees gone, and now our little trees that are blocking Haynes Substation are like the front line of defense for the forest. What's going on there? And are we going to have a big project moving stuff around?
There is a big road project that kind of ends at Haynes, but from Haynes this direction, everything's going to be widened to a double highway, and there's going to be major construction taking place this year.
And now we've got those little trees. They're the only thing that stands between the road and the.
And then some of the structures that we put in a number of years ago are going to be replaced again through this roadway.
So for you, Maui, avoid that road.
Avoid it.
So. Does that burden Chugach though through the improvement of that road? Is something put on Chugach that we have to do?
It's all of that will be reimbursed by the. I'm not sure. In this case, it's the city or the state. One or the other. If there's betterment improvements, we have to pay for that. But for I'd say a majority, it's covered by the state.
I perfectly know where that is, but I don't drive there often, so. Is that a candidate for undergrounding, or is that already been undergrounded?
That it's transmission primarily, isn't it? Or 34.5?
We have a
transmission corridor.
Yeah, we have 34.5 and 12.5, and the result is all of that underground.
Okay, I would avoid that and Abbott because you can't go down. So if you want to get up the hillside, get on your bike and just point down. Okay.
So. Lots of questions, but not really. So with that, then I think that we can move on to executive session. Thank you, Kat.
Thank you.
Is there a motion for executive session?
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1), the Audit and Finance Committee go into executive session to discuss financial matters. The immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative as it relates to a discussion on KPMG's first quarter audit review, the Securities and Exchange Commission draft form 10Q review, and fiscal year 2017 tax services.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second for going into executive session. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, we're in executive session.
Okay, I copy.
We're on item 8B. It's just a continuing new business. And the first one is our 10Q filing. Is there a motion?
I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend management file the Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10Q by the due date, incorporating any amendments to the document which will be reviewed and approved by KPMG. Ms. Stewart and Ms. Hires will immediately inform the board in writing of any material or significant changes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. If further discussion on the 10Q?
Yes, this is Jim.
Yes?
Yeah, my only question is, should we take a look at the FERA issue and address it before we issue this, or?
I think.
You know, I know where you're at. You're trying to move this thing on. But
we can look at it.
Lisa is going to look into it and work with.
Yeah, and so if there's a change, we'll let the board know.
Yep, Lee and his staff will look at it, and if there's a change prior to the determined prior to filing date, then they'll notify KPMG and the board.
Okay.
So isn't this one? This does not have to be approved by the board. This is not where the Audit and Finance Committee, I can't remember which ones, they recommend to the board to approve it, or can it be approved by the Audit and Finance Committee, this motion? Haven't we always approved 10Qs by the board? And so it goes to the board meeting right after?
No, it's not only during the Q to just make a recommendation.
Okay.
Because we have to file it.
Okay.
The 10K, we have special wording because you guys actually signed the 10K.
Okay.
And we have the full board.
So.
Okay.
So we have a motion on the table, and we all in favor say aye.
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 Next item we have is C, the pre-approval of the FY 2017 tax services by KPMG.
I move that the Audit and Finance Committee recommend the Board of Directors approve the tax services for this.
Second.
Should that motion read the committee?
That's the thing. That this is one that relates to what I just said. This is recommending to the board of directors, so we would not be approving them at this meeting.
Recommend. Okay.
Yeah, this is a recommendation.
Yeah, this one's fine. We don't have that deadline. Sorry about that. Is there a second?
Second.
All in further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. And the next item on the agenda and the new business is the annual review of the board policy that pertains to Audit and Finance Committee. So those are three policies.
I have an overarching comment on the three policies.
Yeah, and these are technically,
they were reviewed
in Susan's whole effort, but, and they were renumbered, right? So these are the new versions, the current versions of these policies. What is your question, Janet?
My comment is the board, the Code of Ethics for directors and employees, we had another piece of information that I think should be incorporated in that. I'm going to ask that this be referred to the governance committee too, because there are some new things there. One of them is the holding public office and being on the two dashboard. We had a review done by Luann. That's who I was saying.
Okay.
The parliamentarian.
Simpson.
The parliamentarian.
Yeah, your name Barbara.
Barbara Kraft Simpson Kraft. Simpson Kraft. So that's not in here, and I think that's something that we should add to a policy that never made it in.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, the board should decide what we want to do there. Duties and responsibilities of the board, there are some things that are not correct in that. And right. I would ask that the bylaw committee take that up.
And I would ask that the bylaw committee take that up after we have our visit from the guys from...
Yeah, and so there are several things in that under duties and responsibilities of the board that I think a lot of the conversation we've had recently will inform. So I would suggest that we defer these to the governance committee to align these.
I'm okay with that.
Can't we do that again?
Well, there are at least three new things that,
yeah.
And there are at least three things that I noted that are wrong in 103, you know, which we can talk to the governance committee about, point them out.
And Sherry, the code of ethics is one of the internal controls, correct?
Right, that you have one.
And I'm going to suggest that maybe we split the two based on Barbara Simpson Kraft's assessment, because the code of ethics for the board, as far as holding elected office and serving on the board, that we had her take a look at, maybe different than we would have for employees.
When did she do the review? I don't...
Oh, gosh.
I feel like November. I'm missing something.
Yeah. We just never got it. We did. She didn't even finish it up before the election. This arose in the context of Harry was running for office and what the heck was...
Yeah, we wanted to make sure
the rules going to be.
What the rules are. So we wanted to make sure we got those. She was supposed to finish it. She charged us a lot of money, right, Connie?
Well, we never
charged us, but I've never seen the work product.
I've never seen the work product either.
So because we wanted to say, should you win or should anybody else win?
She said the email went to Janet.
Well, anyway, one of the things to
look at. One of the things.
So first thing is we need to review that, get that report and review it, and then we defer looking at these until we get the recommendations from that review. And we're planning a session with a NRECA speaker.
Right. And so there are several things about board service and what happens if there's changes. There are just several things that we have ambiguities.
I think there's a lot more work here. There's another kind of common thing about how to deal with, the latest thing is how to deal with minority opinions. And so one of the things that NRECA and other board governance folks are looking at is saying, why do you have to speak with one voice? How do you handle minority opinions? And so there's a big movement about recognizing dissension and how to handle it. I think that's something we should review as well.
That's a good point, too. You don't capture that.
How do you capture that? So my whole point is, I think these aren't things to really, I think the discussion should be, let's move it to somebody to review and then bring back to us to discuss.
And this the reason we have the discussion item is because it's an annual review of the policies that pertain to the committee, and based on the last time these policies are reviewed, they're within a year, and not that we have to amend them, but to talk about and to have them before us. But I think those two things have to happen first for an effective, catch-all review of the information we have is us getting that report and following the session with the NRECA speaker.
Well, there may even be a third step, because we may have the session with the speaker, and the speakers may say, do you want to think about this? But we don't want to determine whether we're 100% certain that something is consistent with the bylaw, so there might even be a question or two that arise at that time.
Right.
So we would know, it would be good to have advice that we...
Right.
Are
yeah. There, it's the new
running the organization as we do in our role, according to Hoyle.
And 207 specifically pertains to audit and finance, but we can certainly look at it in governance. Correct?
Sure. Okay. Well, we look at governance looks at all
everything.
Assuming I'm still on governance. Maybe Stuart would love to be the governance.
Trump and
lawyers.
The thing about when I was looking at specific things on audit and finance to try to figure this all out, it refers back to the other two. While I don't see anything specific on audit and finance that rose to the first level, it certainly refers back to things that I think we have some work to do on, to 100 and 103 specifically.
Yep, point taken. And we will take those up in a governance committee meeting. So with that, brings us to item 9, director comments. I'll start with the directors on the committee. Jim, do you want to go first since you're on the phone?
No, I am. I'm pleased with the KPMG's report. The 10Q, again, is very concise. Glad that the things that we brought up were considered and going to be reviewed and commented on if they have material effect on the 10Q. I like the review of the tax issues. I understand the retirement issues and the money's involved. I'm glad everybody asked. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Bettina?
I don't have any major comments. It was such a clean quarter, and goodness, it's cold in Alaska. Like that, and be happy that we've had a cold winter, and just great job.
Harry?
We just like smooth and boring. It's good to have positive margins.
Thank you. Janet?
I don't have anything further to add. I do have mixed feelings about the cold winter thing, but I have no
good
further comments.
Susan?
Well, I want to commend UCC for the good working relationship that you've developed with the auditors. I think that this little business we do, just the board and the auditors, and I know that's partly their idea, but they're really comfortable with us, and we're comfortable with them, which for a certain amount of time is a really good thing.
Thank you, Susan. Stuart.
I guess I do want to say I like your comment that this finance report, it's sort of boring and all, and that is exactly what you want for audit finance. You want nice, simple reports that are positive. It's nice seeing that.
Thanks. And for attending, you know, a committee meeting, it's always good to not have to catch up to many people that report on this committee meeting. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the hard work that went into the first quarter to produce the good results in the review, and also I really like the new annual report format for our members. I'm excited to see how they would receive that communication. And with that, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. This meeting is adjourned.